Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 at 21,891. Oh, the hits just keep coming. It's a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Again. Dow hits a record 21,891. Of course, anytime the Dow is up at this point, it's just one record after another. And whenever there is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we have a celebration at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. I know it's a bit strange, but this is a tradition that started many, many years ago, back in the 1990s. Now, you may recall those days. We referred to them as the dot-com bubble, and the markets were just going crazy. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, record after record. And back then, we were in beautiful uptown Phoenix, the Money Radio Megaplex, and we used to broadcast from the 19th floor of the Megaplex. The studios were on the 19th floor, and we used to do a celebration whenever there was a record. Well, years went by, years, when we had no celebration. You remember those days. They weren't that long ago. Anyway, we decided that the best celebration was milk and cookies, as opposed to what they do on Wall Street, which is carnage and, well, we won't get into what they do on Wall Street. At any rate, the Money Radio staff gathers in the control room, and they've gathered now already as I've been rambling on. We have Josh, Wes, James, Renee, Doreen with the candles. She's passed those out, and most of them are lit by now. We also have RC joining us today. Thank you so much. The ubiquitous Crespin. So the celebration is with Crespin today, joining us from our sister station, 1580 AM, the Fanatic. Okay, candles are all lit if you are ready to begin the procession. What's that? Oh, no, the question is not what kind of cookies do we have today. That is not the question. The question is, what kind of cookies don't we have? A veritable cornucopia of cookiedom awaits. Chocolate chip. Chocolate chip, chocolate mint, oatmeal raisin, peanut butter, sugar cookies, lemon crisp, pecan sandies, ginger snaps, and of course, yes, there are some snickerdoodles in there. It is a veritable smorgasbord of confectionery delights. All right, who's leading the parade? Josh, take it away. That's right, gang. Move fast. Life moves pretty fast. And there they go, down to the Money Radio Bistro, also known as the Break Room. Have fun, gang. S&P 500 down 1 at 2470. NASDAQ Composite down 26 at 6348. Russell 2000 down 4 at 1425. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 1 basis point at 2.29%. Oil up 46 cents at $50.17 per barrel. We break that $50 level today. Gold down 30 cents at $1,269.80 per ounce. We did see losses in the tech sector that weighed on the broader market. And despite the dip on the day, the S&P 500 is still within about a percentage point off of its own record. The NASDAQ about 1.5% away from its record high. For the month, the Dow is up 2.5%, S&P 500 up 1.9%, NASDAQ has risen 3.4% in July. July was the second best month of the year for both the Dow and the S&P. Both posted their fourth straight monthly gain. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ recorded their eighth monthly increase of the past 9 months. Tech sector has not fallen off a cliff. The Dow hit 21,000 on March 1st and 22,000 now just a chip shot away. The Dow hit 19,000 back in November. Now, we've made it through some big earnings reports. Some investors took profits, or maybe they just shuffled the lineup. Moving forward, good earnings will be rewarded. That will continue, and bad earnings will be punished. Right now, it looks like the S&P 500 earnings are going to come in on average at 10.8% growth in the second quarter. Tomorrow, a big one, Apple, reports after the closing bell. For the month, oil rallied 8.9%, biggest monthly gain of the year. On a most active basis, gold saw a roughly 2.5% gain in July, silver up 1.3% for the month. The dollar index lost almost 3% in July and posted its fifth straight monthly decline. Latest economic data, Chicago Purchasing Managers Index fell to 58.9 in July from 65.7 the previous month. Separately, pending home sales rose 1.5% in June, snapping a three-month streak of declines. Housing market remained constrained by a shortage of properties available for sale. The June increase in pending sales suggests that existing home sales will likely increase soon, but the June increase for the index undid only a portion of the decline reported over the prior few months. Loan officers at U.S. banks reported tightening lending standards on commercial real estate loans, while terms for business loans remained largely unchanged. According to the Federal Reserve's quarterly survey, demand was weaker for commercial real estate and business loans in the second quarter. Some banks also reported a tightening in auto and credit card loan standards, with demand also weakening in that category. Well, life moves pretty fast, and if you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. Today's case in point, the mooch is gone. Anthony Scaramucci has resigned as White House Communications Director just 10 days after accepting the position. Now, during the mooch era, we saw the quick resignations of Sean Spicer, the former press secretary, and Reince Priebus, the president's first chief of staff. Priebus was replaced by General John Kelly, who had been running the Department of Homeland Security. Kelly began his first day in charge of the White House staff by telling aides that he intended to impose a new sense of order and operational discipline that had been absent under his predecessor. Even in an administration that has set records for quick departures, Scaramucci's flameout was fast and phenomenal. It's been a rough season for Scaramucci. Sold his hedge fund to work for Trump, got a top job, saw his marriage and job both crumble. The move leaves Trump once again without a communications director. The office has proven to have something of a curse. First person named to the job, Jason Miller, withdrew before taking over. Spicer served on an interim basis until Mike Dubke was named to the post in February. Dubke resigned in May after an ineffectual term. Spicer then once again stepped in until Scaramucci's appointment. It's unclear who will serve in the role now. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was promoted to press secretary the same day that Scaramucci took over. White House officials have outlined what one of them called an aggressive timetable for getting a tax overhaul in place before the end of the year. The plan for a tax code rewrite is to start hearings and a markup of the bill after Labor Day, so a version can get through the House in October and the Senate in November. The White House has said it wants to lower corporate and individual tax rates, eliminate deductions, and simplify the code. Despite assurances on timing, many obstacles and unanswered questions remain about how to offset cutting tax rates with new revenue. Few details of the planned tax code rewrite have emerged from weekly closed-door tax meetings between Trump's advisors and congressional leaders. Last week, White House officials and congressional leaders released a joint statement outlining their tax principles, with the only real progress disclosed being that the border-adjusted tax would not be part of negotiations going forward. The U.S. government has slapped sanctions on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In a referendum over the weekend, Maduro's government claimed it has won overwhelming powers to redraft Venezuela's constitution. Washington denounced the election as a sham vote. No oil-related measures were included in the announcement, but such measures remain under consideration. Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been found guilty of criminal contempt for violating the terms of a 2011 court order in a racial profiling case. Arpaio, who lost his bid for re-election as Maricopa County Sheriff last November after 24 years in office, faces a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and a fine. U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton found Arpaio guilty of contempt for intentionally defying the 2011 court order which barred his officers from stopping and detaining Latino motorists solely on suspicion that they were in the country illegally. Arpaio says he will appeal the decision. Shares of Scripps Networks rose 0.6%. Discovery Communications said it would buy the owner of HGTV, Food Network, and Travel Channel. Shares of Discovery Communications down about 7.5%. Charter Communications up almost 6% to a record high after a source said Japan's SoftBank Group was considering an acquisition offer. Friday night, Tesla delivered the first of its Model 3 mass-market sedans to their new owners. Tesla has been a manufacturer of high-end electric cars in small numbers, but now Tesla wants not only to become a large-scale producer in the suddenly crowded field of battery-powered vehicles, but also to lure consumers away from mainstream gasoline-powered automobiles. Biggest hurdle is expanding manufacturing capacity in Fremont fast enough to begin satisfying the enormous interest in the new car. About 500,000 people have put down a $1,000 deposit each since last year to reserve delivery of Model 3s when available. Tesla manufactured 25,000 cars in the last quarter. By comparison, VW and Toyota manufacture 25,000 cars a day. And all of the sudden, the major manufacturers are going all in on electric. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 at a record high, 21,891. But the broader market did not participate. S&P 500 down 1 at 2470. NASDAQ Composite down 26 at 6,348. As always, we invite you to follow along at moneyradio.com for live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, text, audio, and more at eatthebankers.com.